This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abayim. We're coming to you live from Kehilas Tiferes Mordechai, Machon Magid Rakia International Torah Center. You can still have a part of it. We're continuing the Sefer Shoina Halachos of Rav Chaim Knievsky, which is a summary of the Mishnah Berurah. We're learning some of the laws of the Beis HaKisei. We're going to go back to something we mentioned last week and then continue. We are up to Sifkatan Daled. Simen Gimel Sifkatan Daled. Kishei Kanes the Beis HaKisei Yoimar Hiskabdu Mechubadim. Now there are a bunch of sheets over here. So we have a booklet of the Maram Koymais, and then we have Rav Chaim Knievsky Shoina Halachos. So we're up to Sifkatan Gimel, Sifkatan Daled. Kishe Yikanes Beis HaKisei, when you enter the bathroom, Yoimar, you should say Hiskabdu Mechubadim. May you be honored, honorable ones. Nowadays, we're not naik to say this. So what is this talking about? So the idea is like this. Wherever you go, you're accompanied by angels, at least two angels, one on the right side, one on the left side. And they accompany you, and they protect you, and they guard you. We always have malachim. There are malachim everywhere. The Svarim tell us, the brother of the Maral of Prague writes in the Sefer HaChaim that the word Gemara is Rashi Tevois. What? Very good. Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. The four malachim. When you learn Gemara, you're protected. Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel. In fact, the question is asked, why when the malachim came to tell Avram Avinu about that he's going to have a child, so who came? Gabriel, Michael, Raphael. Where's Uriel? So I think the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas suggests that Avraham is Gematria Uriel, both 248, and Avraham took the place of Uriel. Be it as it may, we're always accompanied by Malachim. But the thing is, they're not going to come into the bathroom. So as you're about to go into the bathroom, you say, I'll be right back, basically. Hiskabdu Mechubadim, I'll be right back. But nowadays, we cannot consider ourselves so holy that we're always accompanied by the Malachim. And therefore, we don't say this. So take a look on the booklet over here. You have the staple should be on the right side. Then you'll know you're having it. Okay? Staple on the right side. Yeah. So first over here, we have in the bottom, left-hand corner, he brings that Friday night. So question, if we don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim anymore, maybe we shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem anymore. Right? If we don't think we have Malachim that are with us, why would we say Shalom Aleichem? So the Ben Ishchai says that these malachim, they're not coming for you, right? If the reason we don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim is because we don't consider ourselves so holy that the angels are with us, so why do we say Shalom Aleichem? So Ben Ishchai says, because they're not coming for you, they're coming for Shabbos. Coming for Shabbos, you can say Shalom Aleichem. But by the bathroom, they're coming for you, so you don't say that. Question, asked Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, what if Friday night, on your way home from shul, when you have the malachim for Shabbos, you go to the bathroom, so maybe then you should say Hiskabdu Mechubadim. Right? The whole reason we don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim is because we don't consider ourselves righteous. But we do say Shalom Aleichem because they're not coming for us. So what if Friday night you go to the bathroom before Shalom Aleichem? He says you still don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim because basically the angels know on their own to wait outside. They don't need you to tell them, I'll be right back. When it's a matter of every day, so it's for your own derech eretz, say, I'll be right back. But if it's on the remote chance, you have to go to the bathroom, before Shalom Aleichem, you don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim. But the Chasam Sofer said, Taka, don't say Shalom Aleichem. For the same reason, you don't say Hiskabdu Mechubadim, don't say Shalom Aleichem. So the Minhag Chasam, however, the Maharam Shik said that the Chasam Sofer whispered it to himself out of humility, because he knew that he himself had angels with him. But everybody else did not, and therefore nobody else should say Shalom Aleichem. Oh, Shalom Aleichem is an old discussion. Some people have a problem with the phrase Barcheni, Bashalom, right? Because you know how to make a request to the Malachim. And that gets into the subject in Slicha. It's whether you say Machnise Rachamim or not. So there are many who have a problem with Machnise Rachamim. This is what I say. If you could actually say all the words of the Slichos, then I would like your autograph. You know, could anybody humanly say all the words of the Slichos? I don't think so. If you can, then you're mumbling, right? And if you can't, then you're honest. So you're going to have to skip something. So I would say first thing to go is Machnise. I mean, like, you know, you need the buffer zone anyway. So anyway, but there is a question about Machnise. Now let's continue on. Machnise Rachamim. Yeah, you could use it for Kedusha, anything you want. But the high part is a tough one. Okay. We continue on. Sivkatan, hey. Yehed sanua bebeis hakise. You should be modest in the bathroom. V'yesh oimrim shi mitzvah saseh dairaisa. Some say it's even a dairaisa. Who's the some? I believe the smak. The Bir Halacha quotes the smak that tznius is a da'iraisa. And, okay, now we're talking about the importance of going to the bathroom. Let's say you are about to daven and you have a small urge. You could hold it in for 7 hours, but you do feel some minor urge. The Halacha is you should not daven. It's better to go to the bathroom. If you're going to miss feel a bit sibur, then it's a question. Have Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph, but lechatchila. In other words, therefore, a person should get into the habit before they daven shachris, mincha, or mariv. They should go to the bathroom. Should be the big volumes over there. Now, therefore, if you're building a shul, those who build a shul, hamasatzim bebnias ahak basic nes, those who are lazy in building a shul, larabim. Those who are lazy in building a Beis HaKiseh for the Rabbim near a shul, they could come to many stumbling blocks. It's a very big mitzvah to support the building of a bathroom in a shul in order to mention God's name b'kedusha. So right, so we mentioned that if anybody wants to sponsor any of the Beis HaKiseh's, they're all available for sponsorship. Okay?
What are they going for?
I don't know. It's more than the slichos. It's more than the Okay, very interesting. Okay? Very very important halacha. What if I have a small urge, and if I go to the bathroom, I'm not going to daven Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, I'm going to daven b'yechidus? You should still go to the bathroom. However, if you're going to miss zman tefillah, then you daven. Again, that's talking about you could hold it in more than 72 minutes. Can't hold it in 72 minutes, you got to go no matter what, even if you're going to miss zman tefillah. Everything. Everything. So if somebody has even a small urge for ketanim, they should go to the bathroom. Weiter. Now you're in the bathroom. Lo yigala atzmai ad sheyeshev. Do not uncover yourself until you sit down. V'chein lo yakum kishuhu megula. Don't get up until while you're uncovered. That basically means like this. I'm in the bathroom. It doesn't mean you have free rein just to uncover yourself. You could only uncover what you need to uncover. So you're taking a shower. Yes, you could take off your clothing. You heard it here first. Okay? When you take a shower, you're allowed to get undressed. It's not snius. That's the only way you could do it, right? You chop that? The only way you could actually get clean is if all you came is to hear that, you know, you gotta, in the shower, how could you do that? The answer is because that makom, the only way to do what you got to do is to be uncovered. But to go to the bathroom, you don't have to be arum to go to the bathroom. So technically, you're allowed to uncover yourself one tefach in the front for ketanim. Just to be clear, in order to urinate, you could uncover one tefach to defecate, you could uncover two tefachim. You say, no, I need more space to maneuver. Whatever space you need to maneuver, you're allowed to uncover. Otherwise, you can get dirty. But whatever space you don't need to maneuver, you're not allowed to uncover. Now here, is there any leniency? The answer is, we already learned from Rav Moshe, this whole prohibition of uncovering, even though the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to, and by the way, Rav Chaim Kanievsky interprets it literally, that you're not allowed to, Rav Moshe learns it's midas chasidus, it's only pious behavior. So if you say, I'm not that pious, this is not for me, so again, it's a matter of midas chasidus. But according to the letter, according to the suggestion of Midas Chasidus, you should only uncover one tefach in the front, two tefachim in the back. Is there any other legroom, any other maneuverability? The other maneuverability is if there's a shower or a bath in that bathroom. So then it becomes, in this makoim, it's a makoim, Rav Moshe says, where you uncover yourself, and then it gives you more, you know, no pun intended, more legroom to work with. But if you're in, you know, the half bathroom, that there's only the latrine, we'll call it, then the Midas Chasidus would say, one tefach in the front, two in the back. Fine. Sivkatan Ches. Lo yelchu shnei anoshim biyachad. Two men cannot go in together. Now, you say, why do we need to tell you this? Okay, so we're going to see back in the day, the bathroom was a dangerous spot. There were snakes. There were scorpions. The Gemara tells a story about an Adoimi who went to the bathroom and he did something to an Amoira. A snake came and disemboweled him. You need more graphic detail? The snake went up the makoim and ate up his bowels. So it was a dangerous spot. And besides that, there were shadim there. Now, are there shadim still today in the bathroom? Yes. We still have to be concerned that there's shadim in the bathroom. And we're going to talk about that momentarily. So if you're afraid, you cannot bring in, Yankel, come into the bathroom with me. You can't do that. It's not snius. But what are you, if you're afraid? I mean, it's a legitimate anxiety. There are many people in this world that need therapy to go to the bathroom because of the snakes that you never know could disembowel. So you're very afraid. You could ask Yankel, Yachol echad lohaniach yada aroishai. The guy could put his hand on your head, derech hachaloin, through the window, uvelvad shelo yira piruah, provided that he does not see you outright defecate. Aval hikaneh shamasa, to go in straight, you can't go in. Afilu emishta, even with your wife. Achim katon, shein baidas, mutu hikaneh. So what do I do? The kid. The kid's not going to go in himself. You're allowed to go in with whatever the kid needs, you could take care of. This is the halacha that I wanted to get to today.
Talking about our modern day bathrooms, right?
This is number one. So the question is, does this apply to our modern day bathrooms? I'm going to discuss that when we get to this next halacha. Because the halacha says you're not allowed to talk in the bathroom. You go into a public bathroom, by Oivdei Kachav Ma'azolos, they love to talk in the bathroom. It's like a pastime. Now, and especially if you have two guys on different sides of the mechitzas, they feel it's a chayv kadosh to have a conversation about philosophy. Then all of a sudden, it is usur to talk in the bathroom. Why? Why can't I talk in the bathroom? Especially nowadays, I have bills to pay. I have to call up phone company, right? A PSG, and sit on hold for 20 minutes. So the most convenient makayim. Oh, what about they put in a makom chashuv, they have a phone right over there. Room service. According to halacha, lo yedaber sham. You're not allowed to talk there. V'im lutzoyrach gadol. What if I have a big need? Efshar demutter. Maybe it's permitted. This is the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Kol zman she'eino nifna. As long as you're not actively defecating, adayin. Avo be'esh nifna while you're defecating. Afilu lutzoyrach gadol asar. Even for a very important purpose, it's asa. So now the question is, what Meir brought up. Okay, first of all, we have to understand why, and does this apply to our bathrooms? Our bathrooms today are nicer than the palaces of the kings of, you know, of England 200 years ago. Some of the bathrooms, you know. So...
So, like,
extension of the shower heter, then that should maybe that should
so the shower heter
maybe should extend to if you're right?
The shower heter, on the other hand, could work against you by talking. In other words, are you allowed to sing in the shower?
That's a question.
So if there's a latrine there, you can't talk in the bathroom. It could go the other way.
But it works for clothing.
Lagabe clothing, it's not a mukkim that you have to be sanua. It's not a mukkim that you have... In other words, why do you have to be dressed in the bathroom? Because Hashem is everywhere. But if it's not a mukkim where people are typically dressed because there's a shower there, then I don't have to be covered. But I still can't talk because there's still shadim. So let's discuss for a moment. Why are you not allowed to talk in the bathroom? Shulchan Aruch Harav says, tznius. The Sefer Charedim say it's a sakana, it's dangerous, they're shadim. I mean, if you had an angel with like three swords and he gets annoyed when you talk, so it's dangerous to talk. So let's see the Gemara, okay? There are two Gemaras. It's a Gemara in Brachas Samach Beis. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says that you can't bring in a person with you to the bathroom. But what about, are you allowed to bring in a sheep? Right? Are you allowed to train a sheep to accompany you to the bathroom? So the Gemara says, you're allowed to train a sheep to accompany you into the bathroom. Says the Gemara, that Hahu beis hakisei dehava b'tavaria, there's a bathroom in Tavaria. It was so dangerous. There were such terroristic mazikim that even if two guys went in, they got hurt. Rav Ami and Rav Asi have aile bei chad v'chad. But Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they were able to go into the bathroom one at a time. V'loy mitziki, they weren't harmed. Amri lu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, loy mis defisu, you're not afraid. Amri luhu anan kabola gamrinan. We have a tradition. Beis hakisei tzniusa. Ushtikusa, you want to be safe in the bathroom, be modest and cover yourself. So now we see that modesty in the bathroom also protects you from the shadim. And silence protects you from the shadim. Says the Gemara, Abaye mirabule ime imra. Abaye's mother raised a sheep that the sheep should always come into the bathroom with him. Says the Gemara, "V'larabi le'gadya, why didn't she raise a goat? What do you need a sheep? Why not a goat?" Says the Gemara, "Sa'ir b'sa'ir michlef, because the goat will get confused with the goat. That's the shade. Shadim look like goats, so you can't. Why would you bring in a goat? It's just going to get the shadim excited. So from here we see that there's shadim in the bathroom. Amud Beis, next story." Rav Safra Ola Beis Hakisei. Rav Safra Nakta went to the bathroom. Rav Safra went into the bathroom. So Rav Safra's in the bathroom. Also Rabbi Abba Nochar Le'abava. Rav Abba went on the outside of the door. Meaning, anyone inside? Why didn't he just say anyone inside? It's not so nice, you know. Yeah, it's me, Rabbi Abba. No. Okay, good. So he sort of cleared his throat. So Rabbi Safra said, Amarle, Leomar, let the master enter. Basar Dinofak, when Rabbi Safra came out, Amarle, Rabbi Abba said, Ad hashto lay ailis l'seir v'gamart lach mili d'seir. You never travel to Edom. Why are you acting like Edomites and you're talking in the bathroom? Didn't we learn in a Mishnah, in Tamid, that there was a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, and they had a Beis HaKisei Shel Kavod? Why was it called Shel Kavod? Because if it was locked, you knew there was a guy inside, and if it was open, you knew no one was there. So we see it's not Derech Eretz to talk in the bathroom. You're not allowed to talk in the bathroom. Says Rashi, Alma ein misapra v'beis hakisei. And what did Reb Safra hold? Reb Safra, who said enter, he thought that Rabbi Abba was in danger of holding in. And if you hold in, urinating or defecating, you could become sterile or you could become unhealthy. And therefore, he had no choice but to talk. So basically, the poskim say that there are two reasons why you can't talk in the bathroom. Rabbi Avadia Yosef says from this Gemara in Brachos, we learn out that the reason you're not to talk, it's not tznios to talk in the bathroom. It's not tznios. What? Reading?
They didn't have reading then, so how do you jump them down?
Reading, it sounds like the talking is too public of an activity. Reading would be okay. The Sefer Charedim in Mitzvah Soleh Saseh says, Ein Mesichim Beis Akise Mibnei Sakana Shedim V'tzarch Tznios U'shtika Lihinatzel Mehem. So we have two reasons you're not allowed to talk. Modesty and Shedim. Okay, so now the question is, does this apply bizman hazeh? Chazon Ish says, why not? Because why are there shadim in the bathroom? Because the bathroom is disgusting. Or maybe when you went to camp, or like 50 years ago, bathrooms were grimy places. Today, the bathroom has to be the nicest spot in the house. You know? You have Noshim Tzidkaniyah is pouring over these tomes, books, Svarim, Sifrei, I don't know what, spending hours, Mamish Be'iyun and Harvonia of the tiles in the bathroom. So the question is, the Gemara says that the Persian bathrooms do not have a status of bathroom. Why? Because the tsoya would roll very quickly away. So the question is, so nowadays for sure the tsoya rolls away quickly. Yeah, but before you flush, it sits there. In the Persian bathroom, right away they figured out some kind of the laws of physics, how to get it away quick. So the Chazon Ish says, it's a suffix. Rav Moshe writes, it's a suffix. And therefore you can't talk in the bathroom, as man as that. Rav Yashiv says, you're not allowed to talk in the bathroom. The Minchas Yitzchak says, you can't talk in the bathroom. Rav Chaim Knievsky says, you can't talk in the bathroom. We have Rav Chaim on the sheet. Okay? Reb Chaim says on page Sadi in the Sefer Das Noita, Ho'im Isser Zen Noye Gam Benoshim. Reb Chaim gave a very involved answer. You want to hear the answer? Yes. Then they ask Reb Chaim, does it apply to our bathroom? Are you allowed to talk in our bathrooms? Usser. And he cites the Chazon Ish that it was Masupik about our bathrooms. Are you allowed to talk on a cell phone in the bathroom? That's the kasha, right? Let's talk on the cell phone. I mean, we're talking business here. I get paid per hour. I could bill a few hours. Yeah? He says, Reb Chaim, you're not allowed to talk on the cell phone. Why would you think you're allowed to? So in the footnotes he brings, if the inyan of not talking is because of tznius, what's the natsnius? That it should become public and other people should know that I'm in a compromised situation. But if I'm on a cell phone, nobody knows where I am. Even though if you're talking on the cell phone, Google knows where you are. And in about 2 days, you can get a report how much time you spent. Yeah, Google will say, Google knows exactly, the same way they know when you come, you go to Seasons and you go to Gourmet Glot. And you go to the bank, Google knows. Google tells you the last time you were there, how much time you spent there. But so it might be recommended to turn off your, you know, Wi-Fi. But Reb Chaim says, tznius is not only because of other people. It's personal discipline not to talk under such a situation. So basically, that is the baseline halacha. The poskim say, even bizman hazeh, you should not talk in the bathroom. You could do anything private, anything. It's
do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You could do business.
Yeah, you could text. Yeah, you just can't talk. You could message, WhatsApp, email. You just can't talk. Comes Rabbi Avadia Yosef, and Rabbi Avadia has a little bit of a different take on this. This is a famous tshuva in Chelek Ches, the first siman. The first tshuva in Chelek Ches. And Rabbi Avadia says there are two reasons not to talk in the bathroom. One is tznios, and one is sakana. According to the Sefer Charedim, that's because of sakana. What if there's a sakana? Someone has to call Hatzalah. Obviously, yeah, you're allowed to call from the bathroom. What if someone's in danger? Or there's any kind of sakana? Of course you're allowed to talk. Now, says Rav Avadya, that even if it's not a sakana, what if there's a tzorech gadol? I've been waiting for a phone call from the telephone company for 3 days. If I don't answer this call now, it's going to be such a headache. It's going to be impossible to get on that. Then what, I have to sit on the phone for another 45 minutes when I get out. It's just a major inconvenience. I can't miss this call. Now I'm waiting for a call from my kid's teacher. If I don't get him now, it's going to be 2 days. I have a tzorech gadol. Not a sakana, I have a tzorech gadol. So Rav Avadya says something very interesting. He says, what's the reason not to talk? Shadim. Ruach ra. Why are there shadim? Because ruach ra. Where is there more ruach ra? Are my hands in the morning for negel vaser or in a bathroom? In the hands in the morning for negel vaser. And yet the marshal says, now we don't hold this way, that there's no more ruach ra on the hands in the morning. Marshal says it doesn't exist anymore, it's gone. By the way, according to the baseline halach, we spoke about, you're not allowed to walk Dalet Amos in the morning without washing negel vaser. And if you're able to, yes, it's preferred to have it by your bed. But many people are lenient. And part of the leniency is the fact that bizman hazeh, we don't say the ruach ra on the hands is as serious as it once was. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that there's a tradition from the Gra that when they burned the Avraham ben Avraham at the stake, the tumah of ruach ra of negel vaser stopped. Anyway, says Rav Avadya, when you come out of the bathroom, is there an isser to walk Dalet Amos? Oh, you have ruach ra on your hands? No, we don't treat it so seriously. So if there are certain leniencies, even legabe negel vaser in the morning, certainly there are leniencies regarding the ruach ra, the beis hakiseh. And therefore, maybe there's room that if you have a tzorech gadol, you're allowed to talk. He says, "V'ulfizeh kol shekein she'ein haruach ra shel beis hakiseh mitzuyah beinenu." The Rambam says that the Rambam doesn't say the reason of Shadim or Rachra. The Rambam says it's because of Tznius. And the Rambam says, even Litzoyrech Gadol, you're not allowed to talk. Says Rabbi Avadya, but if you're going to have a Hefsid Mamain, that's worse than Tzorech Gadol. That's more of a reason than Tzorech Gadol. So if you're going to lose money, you know, you have a deal that you could lose. You're going to lose money, the Rambam would say it's okay. The Magen Avraham is Mashma, Hefsid Mamain is not worse than Tzorech Gadol. Under these circumstances, you could be lenient. And therefore, says Rav Avadya, our bathrooms, if there's a telephone in it, he says, and I would assume this applies if you have your cell phone on you, and you're in the middle of going to the bathroom, and you hear the phone, v'yeish loy safekim hu inyan shel hefsid mamon oichoyli ukiyotzeva. You might be losing money. Or maybe the doctor's calling. You got to take the call because you have to find out what your treatment is, what kind of medication your kid needs. Rabbi Avadya says, Nira shahamekel lanois la telephone yesh lay ami lismaych.
That's the 2 hour waiting time that is what Guru said. From Con Ed, 2 hours, they got to do another 2 hours.
So look, that's probably Hefsid Mamain. I mean, 2 hours is time is money. Time is money. Now, again, he's not saying, he says, Shahamekel Yeshloy Almi Lismaich Ach Yekatzet. Now, the thing is, if it's a 2 hour wait time, you would think you have enough time to take care of your geschäft before they answer the phone. Okay? Ach Yekatzer Bidvarav Kama De Efsher. Don't have, hello, I'm here at Con Ed today. How are you today? Are you having a, that's not the time to engage in small talk. Doesn't mean you should. You know? Nu. Say what? You mean Simon Gimel in Shulchan Aruch? Aval b'leiza ein lahakel adaber beis haknesses beis hakisei klal afilu ein shem ela b'nei abayis b'lavad. Bottom line is, you shouldn't talk in the bathroom. You're going to a public bathroom. Don't have a conversation. If you have a pressing need, haroitza lahakel yesh lami l'smeich. What is the kula? Our bathrooms might not be the same status. We don't have the same shadim. We don't have goat-looking demons with swords the same way that they used to. Ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I went into the bathroom to brush my teeth. Am I allowed to talk then? I'm not going into the bathroom for the bathroom. Oh, we have that on the sheet.
So is it action or is it matter?
What?
Is it action or is it
matter? Action or?
Or matter. You're not
to
talk. Is it like...
The mukaim when you're involved in the action. Hanichnas lebeis hakise loy l'shem asiyas trachav ela l'mataras acheres. I'm going to clean the bathroom. I get a phone call. I'm going to brush my teeth. I get a phone call. Mutter. You're allowed to. I'm not sure why. You're allowed to. Aval ein roy. It's better not to. Anyway, that's the story. What? Uh-huh.
What do you say?
So that obviously you can't do if you're...
Yeah,
right? But if you're brushing your teeth, maybe that helps, right? Uh-huh. Reb Chaim says, Mekar din it's mutter. Chanani min akasho emir. Rotsa akadosh baruch hu zangas sol lefik lachir b'lam tar mitzvah shenemar. Adonai chavetz nasikoy. Adil tar v'yadim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.